Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right.
Oh.
Yabadoo. Yabadoo.
We're back.
Did you drink?
Oh, he pissed in my drink. For the
mic. What?
He pissed in my drink.
No, I didn't.
That's not good.
What's next, dude?
Wednesday.
Oh, shit. I actually don't have one. Oh, wait. I do have one.
Oh,
what's
do you?
With old people? Why do they say Wednesday and Thursday?
Is that your wing?
Is that how you spell it?
Yeah.
You don't say, no.
Isn't that like a Philly old person thing?
Is it?
I don't
it
know.
It might be.
I don't know. I hate it, too. It's honestly one of my biggest pet peeves. I just do it. For that exact reason, because it's cringe.
But they don't say Friday. They say Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you have so much experience in this regard?
I just know.
Yeah. How many old people do you know? Like, really?
Let me count.
What's old?
Like, he has, his fingers. He's like, one, two, three.
What's old?
Old enough.
What? How old do you have to be to start saying Wednesday?
Wait a minute. All right, this is actually a real question, though. Wait, all right. You never answered last week, though. Before we get to that, old people, real ass or real ass, bro? Just pick one.
Wait, someone asked that?
Real ass or real ass?
Are those three different questions? Or three different selections?
No, he's saying there's two selections.
No.
No, there's three.
Real,
comma,
ass,
comma.
Or real ass?
I say real ass a lot. I was like, that's pretty real ass. Real ass... Real ass. I don't even fully understand the question, to be honest.
I think that's the point.
I'm fucked up about this, dude.
All right. For example,
what's your reasoning?
I'll give you an example. That lemon juice you just had was that real ass or real ass?
Oh, I understand. Like it's super ass or it's. Badass. That's what it is, dude. That's what you're going for, right? Like, that is real ass. Like, that shit sucks. Like, that, you know what I'm saying? Or that dude. Or that dude is real ass for doing that backflip off the fucking cliff or some shit. Like, he's real ass for that. Like, that's badass.
Wait, so it's not three options?
I don't know, to be honest. That's how I'm taking it.
I think...
All right. Wing Wednesday.
Yeah, dude.
Are we just going to leave it at that?
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
All right, we'll come back to it next week.
I'm going
to
fart.
All right. All right. Who wants to start?
I think Isaiah should start.
I think I should start.
Because mine's half-assed. Half-assed.
No. Oh.
Would you say that it's... All right, I'm not going to go there. All right. Here's my my wing. I'm curious. I kind of wish Bob was here for this, to be honest, because I felt like I...
He's fighting his battle.
I might start an argument with him, but he's not here.
He's fighting
so
his battle.
You can call him.
I'm not calling him.
We could call him up. We could call him up.
That guy's real ass. Anyways, I have a bone to pick with J. Cole.
Oh, no.
For
this is where you went.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a bone to pick with J. Cole and his response to Kendrick Lamar. We talked about To Pimp a Butterfly last week, and I was like, you know what? I don't really listen to rap music as much as I used to. But this is relevant. Everybody here knows rap music. Mm. I think we all listen to the tracks.
Yes.
And, kind of loosely commented on everything.
Yep.
And, man, I don't know what I want to say first. All right, I guess I'll say this first. So,
oh God.
I like that he apologized, to be honest.
Okay.
Wait, who apologized?
You didn't hear this?
Yeah.
No.
So, J. Cole apologized for dissing Kendrick Lamar.
And took the album down.
Oh, yeah.
Like yesterday.
He took it off of streaming services and said at like one of his Dreamville concerts that he was sorry for doing it, basically, and that it's just not really like him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he didn't. I don't think he had his heart in it, and I think that you could kind of hear that in the second verse of the 7-Minute Drill song.
Yeah.
Anyways, like you kind of tell, like he's not really like. It doesn't sound like he really wanted to do this.
People were breaking down the bars, and they were like, there's no way this is what he means, right? There's
yeah.
no, like...
Yeah. And, yeah, like, I mean, I respect him for admitting that he just wasn't into it. Like, he didn't really want to do it, and he regrets doing it. Like, it's kind of lame. I don't think that's kind of his deal. I think that... What I'm getting to, though, is that I think that he should have just said all of that in the first place before dropping the song, because to be honest, I don't think the song was that good.
It was okay.
I thought the beat was crazy.
I didn't hate it.
I thought the first beat was trash. I thought the second beat was crazy, though.
Damn.
But I think that his bars about, like, I don't even know which albums he was, like, listing off as, like, sleepers and stuff like that for Kendrick, but, like, that is, like, the worst thing you could come at Kendrick for is his discography.
People were saying that the sleeper album he was the sleeper album that he was referring to was To Pimp a Butterfly. Is what they were trying to narrow it down to.
I thought,
and then they were trying to say, and then they said that Damn was his best work. Yeah. Was his best
work. See, I thought it could be either that, or what he was talking about is his first album, like first was Overly Dedicated,
mm-hmm.
and his bad album was Section 80. Which I think makes more sense in my head, and him saying that, what's it called? Good Kid, Mad City is like his peak.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think that is a more
reasonable.
That's a more reasonable take.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Than the other.
But then, like, you have to think, like, of all the relevant albums he could have talked about, like, he doesn't talk about To Pimp a Butterfly or Damn. In that, like, he just leaves that out.
Yeah,
it's like, bro.
Yeah, like, come on now.
Really, like, really. So, like, I just think that the track was kind of whack, and not that it was whack. Like it just wasn't really. It didn't sound like he was into it, and it seemed like he just wanted to give everybody what they wanted.
Yeah,
and I think he realized afterwards, like, no, like, I don't really fucking care. Like, I think J. Cole's too mature to be having rap beef with people.
Yeah, he's older than these guys too.
Yeah,
slightly at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't, like, I don't think it's a big deal.
Drake might be older than him, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But I think Kendrick's younger than both of them.
Probably. They're all not young.
They're all in their mid-30s.
Like, yeah, later. Which, it's not, that's not old. That's not fucking old.
No,
you know what I'm saying? But to be, like, for like, rappers now, mm-hmm. they had their time 10 years ago. Yeah. It's still their time now. They're still, the top, you know.
This is kind of all to say, though, that, like, I think that rap beefs in the past were really cool, and I think they're exciting, but I also think that in the past, like, they were, like, real beefs, and I kind of feel like, at least with this one, like, it feels kind of artificial,
mm-hmm.
in a way, and, like, I mean, I don't, the, what the hell is the track called that Kendrick was on with Future?
The most recent one.
Like, that was a cool track, and, like, his verse was fucking sick, but, like, I kind of think that rap beefs, like, nowadays, they're just kind of forced, and, like, I don't really think that these guys are super in competition with each other. Like, I don't think they have the same lanes.
Not like they used to be.
No, like, yeah, like they're all kind of in their own lanes, and, like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that any of those three guys make similar style rap music.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, like, the new guys, like, coming up now, there's no one's really, like, not on my radar, at least, guys are, like dissing each other. You don't hear it. They don't really care enough to do it.
No.
Also, the rapping now is way different than what it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I think the dissing was more fun and made more sense with the style of rap in 2014, 2015. Yeah. Now,
and
it's the sound is so different now. And I think that's why some people are straying away from hip hop in general, you know? Yeah, that's just my take on it. I don't know. I think, like, back in the day, it was a lot more fun to listen to when, like, Kendrick had, well, you know, like, the historic diss that Kendrick had on
Control.
On Control. That was awesome.
But it was also one of those things where, like, it wasn't even really a diss at anybody in particular.
It was just, he was, took everyone down. Well, he was just naming, he just named a bunch of people.
Yeah.
In a bunch of sick bars, but.
I think the difference between beef now and then beef, well, the biggest beef was, like, early 2000s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was before. Jay-Z, yeah. That was
Biggie,
when
Tupac.
It was like the East Coast, West Coast shit. That was when it was like they'd almost die for this shit. You know? They did die.
Biggie and Tupac. You're right.
Yeah.
Literally, those two probably are the most notorious for the beef that they had back then.
Now that's so far gone. Like even the beef 10 years ago was still just to have the hottest bars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was not that serious 10 years ago.
Nah.
Like,
they literally would threaten to kill each other
mm-hmm.
on the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still very popular songs.
Yeah.
To be honest, to put it in perspective, like, the last big beef that I remember, like, I think that the Eminem thing with
MGK.
MGK kind of corny.
It felt artificial.
Yeah, like that was kind of forced, you know what I mean? Like, I know like they kind of have the same brand of rapping and shit like that, but like it was just like whatever, who fucking cares? But the last like serious beef where it was like, oh, like this is like personal, was Drake and Pusha T.
I remember that.
And dude, Pusha T exposed the fuck out of Drake. Mm-hmm. Where he talked about his
2018,
kid. Yeah, 2018. Where he was talking about his son that nobody knew about and all this
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, and then now we know about his son.
Now we know about his son. And he brings his son to like basketball games and shit, dude. It's but that was like holy fuck. Like,
yeah,
I forgot people did this. Like people said stuff like this about people. And, like he was dead set. Like they don't fucking like each other. But like in this one, it's just like, oh, I'm the best rapper kind of deal. And it's like,
yeah, they're trying to relive. Yeah. Relive what it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
I just think it's a bit corny. Like, I think the bars are cool and whatnot, but I just think that, like, it's corny, and I appreciate that J. Cole kind of said something about it, but I also think that he shouldn't have dropped the track in the first place.
I don't think Kendrick should have either, to be honest with you.
I don't think he was
making a hit with Metro, right? Or like, whoever he made
Future,
the song.
Because I think Metro Future. And, I don't know what happened, because Future used to collab with Drake all the time. Like, dude, the Dirty Sprite albums?
There's like two
beef.
There's actual beef now. There's beef between Drake and Metro, right? Or something like that?
Something like that.
It's like Metro and Future made the collab albums against Drake.
Yeah.
I think they're beefing against Drake.
Yeah.
I think Kendrick just hopped on it just because he's Kendrick. And I think he's making his... he dropped the album, last year or 2 years ago, but he's trying to get back into the, you know, making like music more often, which is sick. I'm really hyped to see more shit come out of him.
I think the biggest difference between the beef now and beef then is that, well, not beef now and beef then, but like J. Cole and Kendrick are known to be good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they just randomly switched to beefing and it's about who can rap better, it's kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's, I mean, you probably haven't seen the video. But, he says, to everybody in the crowd, he's like, y'all all love Kendrick, right? And, he says, I love Kendrick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he realizes it's just pointless. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I kind of think, for me, beyond just being, cool bars and, these guys are talking shit, I feel like now that I'm older, we're all grown. It's not really, that cool to just be beefing with guys because you think that you're a better rapper.
Yeah,
it's kind of fucking corny.
Yeah, I get it. It's also just for the sake
fun, it's whatever. But yeah, I don't know. It seems like I don't know what the vibe is with this one. That's why it seems so artificial. It's just like,
I think now it's a fact of no one really cares to be the best. Yeah. 10 years ago, you would always hear who has the crown, who has the crown now. You know what I'm saying? A new album would come out, and you're like, damn, he's going for the crown, with quotations. Now, no one cares to do that because they're all making money anyway.
It's just about making money. And,
they don't give a shit. Yeah. Especially the new age guys, they really don't give a fuck.
If we're being real, I know for me, I don't listen to a lot of rap music anymore. But the best album that I've heard in recent memory that's a rap album isn't from any of those three guys.
No.
It's not.
No.
Who I think... it? Jid.
I really like that album.
That album... what the fuck is the name of it?
The Forever Story.
Yeah, The Forever Story. Album is so good. In the past couple of years, that's definitely my favorite rap album that's come out.
The AG Club... Do you listen to AG Club, Isaiah? No. Mm-hmm. Their most recent album, Imposter Syndrome, was one of my... fuck with that one. That one's sick. Yeah, it's fucking sick. It's a good album.
But
yeah, beef just ain't the same as it used to. It's not as real as it used to be. The stuff that they were talking about before was just insane, and it was real life shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it was gang related.
I saw a tweet. It was because they were speculating if J. Cole was talking about To Pimp a Butterfly. They're like, J. Cole said To Pimp a Butterfly was a sleeper and felt sick for 48 hours after about it.
Yeah, bro.
He felt sick for a day and a half. He had to take it down.
If that's what he was talking about, it's there's no fucking way. That album is forever relevant.
Yeah.
People talk about that album constantly.
Are you saying when he said the one puts you to sleep? Is that what you mean by sleeper?
Yeah.
I think he was talking about the most recent album.
No, he said it was his second shit, You Did This, or your third shit, You
I thought third shit was legendary or something.
He puts it in order,
Yeah, so, The problem is that Kendrick has way more albums than just four. He has like six or seven. And what he said was, your last album was like whack. He said your first one's a classic, right? And then he said the one after that put people to sleep, but they gassed it. Yeah. And then he said the one after that is his like was his peak, like in his career.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be the Pimp Butterfly then.
Well, that's what you would think, but no matter where you lay it out,
he doesn't understand the order of the album because there's more than just four.
And
he's
no matter where
four.
You lay it out, like where your starting spot is for the albums, To Pimp a Butterfly doesn't fall in that spot ever. Mm-hmm. So like he's not talking about that as his peak.
That's crazy.
So it's like I don't know what he's talking about.
Gotcha.
But where To Pimp a Butterfly could be is that it puts people to sleep, but like everybody's gassing it up, and it's like, bro, really? Like there's no fucking way.
Yeah, that's crazy to say something like
and
that.
And then he also, I mean, the only perspective I could understand that from is that he's saying that Damn was his best because it's his most like commercially successful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, I mean, I don't think that most people would say Damn is his best.
It's not even close.
No.
It's not even in the top three, probably.
I think it was because it's probably one of the most popular amongst, like, I guess, the casual fan.
Yeah. I mean, sure. He had a bunch of songs in that album that were huge.
Yeah.
Humble was huge.
Yeah.
It might have been the biggest. He had that song with Rihanna, Love. Yeah. I heard that fucking Foot Locker like every day. I don't know.
There's a bunch of classics like DNA fucking.
Oh, yeah, DNA. Yeah. I forgot about that.
There were a ton.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a bad album, but.
No, it's not. Just... I mean, really, like, Kendrick doesn't have a bad album.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue that, like, his earlier ones aren't as good. Like, I wouldn't be mad if he was saying that Section 80. Puts him to sleep or something. Like whatever.
I like Section 80.
I like Section 80 a lot.
I also like Section 80. So it's like, really, I guess like his whole perspective on what he was trying to roast Kendrick for is just like kind of stupid.
And
to me,
doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't
I saw
make
a thing.
A
it was
sense.
Like, because he made that bar. He was like, four albums in 12 years, man, I can divide or something like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And someone was like. Kendrick has had six albums since 2011, and so is J. Cole. So I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
So like when you say like the four albums in 12 years thing, if he's
wrong.
Starting from there, he is saying that To Pimp a Butterfly is gassed up.
Yeah. And that's where, so it's like.
That's a fucking
criminal.
Crazy thing to say.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He felt sick for he felt sick for 48 hours. He's like, I gotta delete this shit.
Dude, he went back and listened to it so he could re-review it like us. And he was like, there's no fucking way, bro.
He played it over again.
We should have had him on here, bro.
We should have had J. Cole on here crying about Tupac.
Oh, shit.
That's fucking funny.
All right, show me your wing.
Oh, my wing is just on the hard left. It's like mine is just briefly on the Phillies jerseys. We were talking about it this past episode and then this past week when we were all together. The Phillies jerseys have grown on me. I think I like them a lot. I think having blue pants adds a lot to it and they're going to look really fucking sick. That goes without saying. When a fan buys the jersey, you will not have the blue pants. You will not look as cool.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. But I think when we see the jerseys, what is that this Friday?
Yes, sir.
Is that this Friday?
Yep.
I think the fans are going to like them. A lot of fans don't like them. I think they're going to. I think come June, there's going to be a lot of fans that are that are digging them.
I think I'm going to buy one.
Really?
Who? Harper, because I don't have a Harper jersey yet. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm gonna buy one because I think they're kind of cool. And I was like, after seeing the pants, I was like imagining what pants I would wear them with.
Yeah.
To a game. And I was like, honestly, they would look good with jeans.
Yeah.
So it's like
that,
or just like black pants.
Like black pants. I was thinking black pants.
But like I was definitely hating the first time I saw
if
it.
If they
like,
had white pants, it would have been a Little League jersey.
Yeah,
and
like
it
a
tie dye
jersey. Or
yeah.
Something. Yeah.
It would have been brutal.
No, it's like the colors that they have are really fucking sick. The pants match perfectly.
The people are. I saw a couple people saying it should have been red with like a dark to like light red, which I was like, yeah, that's cool. But the jersey we subbed them out for was the all red one.
Yeah.
So it's like, why you sub an all red one out for an all red jersey? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You might as well go all blue.
I mean,
which I think is cool. It's new.
Yeah.
Like a dark blue, at least.
They fully broke down what each part of the jersey
means.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Usually, well, it a lot of like the City Connect jerseys have weird backstory that they put to it, you know, like so.
What is actually like? I didn't actually see the explanation. I just assumed that it was like electric and.
It's like the blue is supposed to be the blue collar aspect around Philly, like the workers in Philly.
Right.
The font is supposed to resemble like the crack in the bell.
Okay.
There's something else.
The font is the Declaration of Independence.
Something like
the
that. Or like the number is like the number is supposed to be the crack in the bell or something like that. And then the blue is the flag for Philly. The Philadelphia flag is like blue and yellow.
Yeah,
so.
They're the Union colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
it looks like Union jerseys.
Yeah, Philly, which is cool.
They grew on me. I mean, honestly, the leaked photo, if you want to call it that, was like kind of a bad photo.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was like really blurry.
And I did say this like a week or two ago. I am nervous because of how Fanatics has been making the jerseys for what we've seen already and like how they don't look very great. So we'll see.
Did you see the 7?
Yeah, the 7 looks ridiculous. It's a question mark. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Trey Turner is number 7.
Yeah.
The font for the 7, it looks bad. Ugly. It looks like a question mark.
Yeah, it's awful. So I still don't like the jersey by itself. I wouldn't buy it for myself. But I think it looks really good with the full uniform. And 40. That's the only way
the
I like
7
it.
Is not it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, nah, it's bad.
I like it. I might buy it. I want to get I have the light blue Harper. I kind of want to get one of those gray ones. One of the gray aways. I was thinking about getting I like the home, so I like the home pinstripes, so like you can't go wrong with.
Yeah,
but I had one of those when I was younger. I've never had a gray one. I think I want to get a gray one.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what I want to get? I want to get a Charlie Manuel jersey.
That'd be dope.
That's what I want, dude. That'd be sick.
That's legendary.
Dude. Yeah, for real.
But yeah, I don't like it by itself. The hat's fire, though.
The hat is fire.
I'm buying a hat.
For sure, I want to get a hat.
Yeah.
But like my only thing about the jersey is that I was thinking about pre-ordering one, but they're fucking expensive.
I'm sure.
And I don't know if I want to do that without seeing
for
it in
a jersey
person.
That you haven't seen.
I want to see it in person.
Yeah,
so
for sure,
I'm gonna think about it. But I do really want. They'll be out for the season. I'm sure.
They're already
be
in
out.
The store. At
I think people
stadium.
Have them already.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, people. I saw people were wearing them when we were playing Washington.
The day after they officially announced it,
they
put them in the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Dude, you know what would look fire? That uniform with like bright yellow cleats.
Yeah.
With those yellow stripes and all. Or like a yellow compression shirt or something.
I'm sure Harp will do it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He's always dripped out.
Yeah. But he always sticks to like Fanatic colors, I feel.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude. It would have been sick to have a Fanatic jersey, but that's
did you see his Fanatic shin guard?
No.
Oh. Yeah, look it up. It's fire.
Sick.
That jacket he wore that has all the Philly teams on it is so crazy.
Yeah. That was a bomber, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that shit was
fire.
So sick.
Yeah. He should have never wore that Pat Bev jersey when the Sixers were in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of sucks.
He jinxed them, man.
Yeah, he really did. It is what it is, though.
All right. So my wing.
What do we got?
We are talking baseball still.
Okay.
I got a little bit of a spicy wing.
Uh-oh. I'm nervous.
It's not that spicy.
I'm
I think
nervous.
You might actually agree with me.
I'm nervous.
But you need... You know this.
I know this?
You know baseball.
Yeah.
So I think that Mike Trout will win the MVP this year.
That would be so sick.
But...
I don't think so, though.
He's going to win the NL MVP on the Phillies.
Oh, shut the fuck up, dude. He's not coming here.
What?
He's not coming here.
Why do you say that?
Because the Angels won't let him go.
Why?
He just resigned. Didn't
so what?
He
yeah,
resigned
man.
Like
I
last
year.
Last year.
Still
I think
him?
The Angels signed him for like the rest of his career on a crazy contract. I'm pretty sure.
Why would he want to stay there, man? They're horrible.
I don't know, man. He's getting to the point where he might just like he would. I don't even know what he would have to do to get out of there. Like it's crazy. I think crazy
moly.
Things have to happen.
What?
12-year, $426.5 million,
and he signed it what like last year
in 2024.
Huh? He signed it this year.
There's no fucking way
they
he's
could trade 30, him.
He's 32 right
why
now.
Why would you make that contract and then trade him?
He's 32. He's like 32 right now. I think like 33. He's not gonna play till 45. They're gonna have to push that money for. He's gonna get paid till he's 60. No, dead ass. Like, they're going to have to push. I don't know, if they work that shit. No, they do, because Bobby Bonilla gets paid a mil every year for fucking the past, like, 50 years.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you've never heard of Bobby Bonilla Day?
Nah.
There's a player, he used to play for the Mets. Bobby Bonilla had played his absolute best on a contract year. Got paid an absurd amount of money. Never played that well again, right? The Mets deferred his contract. He gets $1 million like once a year or like per year for the next like 25 years. He gets paid he gets paid to like 33. He hasn't played baseball since like, I think like the early 2000s. It may even be the 90s.
That's why,
like, and he gets paid for another like 40 years, yeah, or wow, shit like that.
It's
like,
so much money.
Yeah, and they just fucking deferred that one mil. So now they're like, there's a special day that when his mil hits, it's Bobby Bonilla Day.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Also throws in there, Mike Trout is 32.
Yeah, yeah.
So
he's not gonna play till he's 45. I bet you he retires till he's 40. Yeah, exactly. So then they owe him what, like 40 mil a year or some shit like that? Like, or something, sort of like 30 something mil a year.
Yeah, I mean,
so they're gonna have to defer all that money.
Right now, I think it's like 35 mil a year around there.
It's gonna be some shit where like who's like Chris Davis is still the highest paid player for the Orioles. He hasn't played baseball in like 5 years or some shit like that.
That's crazy. Speaking of the Orioles, their number one prospect, or the MLB number one prospect, just came out.
I saw that, dude. Yeah. The young team, dude. They're like the Texans right now of baseball. They're just like super young guns. They're coming out firing, yeah, you know.
They won the division last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So why don't you think Trout's going to win the MVP?
The NL?
Just in general. Forget the Phillies part. That was just a little fun fun extra.
I just think there's just better guys right now. There's better younger guys. I think Mike Trout's still one of the best players in the league, right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
probably still top five player in the league. But I don't know. I think it helps if you're on a good team.
Yeah.
I think it just helps.
Well,
yeah.
What if he... Well, baseball's so weird.
It's crazy because you like it's such a sport where one player can't take it
exactly.
to the playoffs.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Say.
He could crush a home run every at bat all season, and they'll still lose a majority of their games.
That's literally me.
Because that's only
in MLB the Show.
That's only because if you think about it, that's only 3 runs a game. Because they don't even get on base, dude. They don't even like.
I know.
All his home runs are fucking solo shots. You know. So if he's only getting bat. Probably 3 times because they fucking run through that lineup because no one gets on base, yeah. you know? So even if he homers every at bat, it's 3 runs a game.
Yeah. It's funny because, well, he hit his 6th home run last night.
Which is crazy. Which is actually insane yeah. pace. That's insane
yeah.
pace.
12 games, 6 home runs.
That's crazy
and
pace.
Literally,
that's pace for 80 home runs.
Yeah, that's crazy. The announcer was literally like, oh, there was actually somebody on base this time.
Yeah.
So it was a 2-run home run.
Dude, I'll tell you what, the Phillies are really good at that too, at solo home runs. It drives me fucking nuts.
Especially
dude.
Marsh.
Dude, we get a guy on base and everyone cuts it fucking everything, dude. No one makes contact. It drives
dude, I
me
can't
fucking
stand
nuts.
Castellanos right now, man.
Dude, he gets like he was
he
like this last
like this
year.
Year.
He was like this the year before. He gets up there. I think I brought this up before. Before every pitch, before the pitcher even puts his cleat on the rubber, he's decided whether he's swinging or not. So wherever that pitch goes, he's either going to watch a fastball right down the middle because it's predetermined that he's holding off.
Yeah.
Or he's swinging no matter what. He gets up and he goes, all right, the first pitch I'm taking, the next pitch I'm going to swing no matter what. And that's what he does.
It feels that way.
I feel like I can almost feel it, dude. I feel it off of him, dude. I feel his energy when he's, I don't know, dude. It drives me nuts, though.
Yeah. He's been a mess.
Because he'll just swing at anything, bro. And then he'll watch strikes. And it's fucking mind-boggling. Fucking
so,
insane.
What if the Angels make the playoffs this year? You think there's a chance that Trout can...
If the Angels make the playoffs this year, it's going to be heavily due to Trout, which still seems impossible. But yeah. if they make the playoffs, it's because he's played a heavy part because he's hit 80 fucking home runs. You know, like they found a way to fucking like bunt our way on base and he's been able to like crush him home. Like that's the only way. And the pitching steps up because their pitching sucks too.
I mean, Ohtani won it on that team and they were shit.
Because Ohtani was the most polarizing player in the league.
Yeah, but if Trout can somehow break the home run
if
record.
If Trout can start throwing 95 and striking guys out, yeah, he'll have a shot.
You also got to realize that Trout never stays healthy.
Yeah.
Every single season he gets hurt for an extended period of time.
I would too, dude. Just fucking go home. Just fucking like he takes an early vacation every year, dude. He gets a little bit more PTO time than the rest of them. Yeah. Dude.
I just can't believe he stuck with that team for so long.
I know. He really had one opportunity to leave. Well, like,
it's his fault for signing decade long contracts.
Well, that wasn't the first time he's done it. He did it when we were in high school too. I'm pretty sure.
It's crazy.
Like, and that's why he's been on that team for so long is because like, I think we were like right out of high school or something like that was when he signed the first one, and then because it was around when we got Harper, I think. Maybe a year or two before
was,
we got Harper.
Because
we were thinking about, because we were in the pool to get Trout, because the hometown guy or whatever, and then he went to the Angels, and then a year or two went by, and we went with Harper.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that's how it went down.
I remember Harper trying to recruit him. Well, he tries to recruit him.
Yeah, but yeah, and that was probably like the past like year or two, right? Or something like that? Or was that before?
No, I'm saying the original contract.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when Harp came here, he was like, dude, come on. Like,
Yep.
Would have been the sickest outfield in the MLB, but, you know.
It is what it is.
Shit happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's just how it happens.
It would have been a lot more expensive of an outfield, too.
I mean, if it wins ball games, brother, he beats Johan Rojas, dude. I'd rather have Mike Trout out there than fucking
not fielding.
I'd rather have Trout out there fielding.
Fielding?
Trout's an incredible fielder.
So is Johan.
Well, I'm pretty sure Trout has a gold glove.
Really? He's so big. That's surprising.
He's
bro.
Fucking insane. No,
yeah, he might.
No, he's like he like robs home runs and shit like that.
That's crazy.
He's an all around like top five like baseball player in general. He can do it all.
That's hot.
I'm gonna see if he has. I think he has a gold glove.
I say, what is your take on a MVP on a non-contending team?
He doesn't even
have
a gold glove.
I was actually going to ask you guys that same question.
I don't...
So, like, because the same thing is kind of happening. I don't want to bring it just to basketball, but...
No, you're good.
The same thing is happening with Luka, where he's having, like, an incredible season. And he's kind of just not getting brought up at all in MVP conversations, even though he's, like, top five. I think he's top three right now, like, projection-wise. But, like, he's in, like, third. Because his team isn't a top team in the West. So, like, I feel like if your team is doing well and you are definitely, like, contributing to your team winning in some fashion, I think that you should have a chance at MVP, even if your team isn't the best. Because, like, I don't know how it is in baseball, but I know in basketball, like, it seems like the past couple of years, unless your team is like a top three seed, you're not going to win the MVP, which I think is stupid because you could be a really, really valuable player and your team fucking sucks. So, and that's definitely true for baseball.
Yeah. Well, that's where I think the difference between baseball and basketball is the size of the roster. Because it's very obvious. I'm not going to say one dude could carry an entire basketball team.
But it's
more likely than one dude carrying an entire baseball team.
Yeah. It feels like more of a team sport.
It's the way the sport is played too. Like it's not possible.
It's like apples oranges in terms of like how it's played and shit, you know.
Yeah. It's the only I think the NBA is the only sport where
you can carry a team.
Pretty much one guy could carry a team to the playoffs.
Yeah. Maybe even hockey is hard because there's so many subs and shit like that. Like in basketball, like that one best guy will play a lot of the game.
Like 40
you know
minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like an entire game.
When in hockey, like the best guy will get a little bit more ice time, but he still has to, he gets fucking gas. He has to, you know, like.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think it matters if Trout's on a good team or not.
I think it does. I don't think he wins. All right. And he already has one, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure he does, but what doesn't hurt to have another, especially when you're never going to win a World Series?
No, we're going to see. It's going to be another guy like Mookie or fucking, I don't know, who won in the past years. Mookie won, and then who won last year?
In the AL?
it was a Quizzo question.
Yeah. Oh, it was Ronald Acuña.
Acuña. That was NL. Yeah, that was NL, and then it may have been Mookie for the AL.
I can't remember.
And then the year before was Harp, or was that 2 or 3 years ago?
That was like 2 or 3 at this point.
Yeah.
Shohei won it 2 years ago, I think, for AL.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter.
I don't go back that far.
All right, we're doing Name That Player.
Oh, we are?
Jeez.
Damn, it's been a while,
It
dude.
Has been a while. Fuck Bob.
I'm doing it because Bob's not here.
Sorry,
Damn.
Bob. No, I'm just kidding. Is that It really is just a coincidence.
Yeah, it is. Oh, we were going to do it if
he's
going to
be so
not.
Mad.
He wins
dude.
Every time.
I'm going to be so mad.
At least this can be competitive.
No, dude, I bank it, bro. I'm nice.
Oh, yeah.
So chill
Wait,
out,
no,
brother.
It is you that wins.
Chill out, brother.
Fuck, man.
I bank this shit.
See,
dude.
I suck at this shit.
I bank it.
This better be a football player. Otherwise, I'm fucked.
Hey, yeah, dude. Football would be the easiest for both of us, probably.
Because yeah. if it's basketball,
you'll get it way before
yeah,
me.
And then if it's baseball, you'll get it way before me.
Even then, I'm not up to date with baseball. I know like,
you're more
I know Philly
than
shit
well, yeah.
more than anything.
That's
why
I the Phillies.
That's why I wanted to just not do Name That Player anymore because it's only fair if it's football.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. But it is what it is. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Number one, this player was born on August 17th, 1998 in Okayama, Japan.
Oh, is this going to be some fucking weird one where he was born there, but he was like moved to America like day two?
Like Steve Nash?
Some shit like that?
Come on.
Well, I didn't say it was, bro. Don't
Better
look at
be.
Me. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a name dropper.
1998.
98 in Japan.
That makes him 26, 25?
He's 26, 25, yeah.
It's pretty young.
Young blood. Isaiah, how old are you?
22.
Are you serious?
You're not. I thought you were like 23, 24.
Holy
no,
shit. You're
I feel young like you celebrated your 21st like fucking 4 years ago.
It feels like that, yeah.
It's because you were doing...
yeah, we were...
Let's just say Isaiah forgot his ID at a bar that
often.
No. That happened once.
No, but it was before he was of age.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And
dude.
It wasn't even in the state I live in.
News to me, dude. News to me. I would never do something like that.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, that was bad. Anyways, I don't even know who's
I
right.
Don't,
is...
I don't. It's not the obvious answer.
No. From Japan, bro. I'm just gonna fucking.
Oh, that's gonna fuck me up. All right.
Ready?
Yeah. I'm not gonna bink it.
You don't know that.
Okay.
This player has acquired 3 triple crowns in his young career.
Triple crowns?
Oh, I should add something to that. I will say, but not in the sport. That he's in now.
What?
Not in the league that he's in now. I'm sorry. Not in the league that he's in now.
There's no way, right? I don't even know what a triple crown is in a different league.
I don't either.
I don't even know what a triple crown is.
What is a triple crown?
That's for you to find
out. I thought
out.
That's what Cooper Kupp won. That one year.
Bro,
I thought Cooper Kupp won.
This motherfucker was a bowler.
What? What did Cooper Kupp win that year he went off, dude? Was it the Triple
remember,
Crown?
Bro.
What was it?
The Triple Crown.
Is it Cooper Kupp, dude?
Ding, ding. No. Number 3. Are we good?
I think so. I don't think I'm right.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. There's a new rule.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
And Name That Player.
Okay.
Right.
If you pick the right guy, let me fix my shirt.
I keep farting.
Let's get serious.
It's the farting time of night.
If you pick a guy, let's say you pick the right guy, number one.
But I switch it?
But you go to somebody else. He doesn't count anymore as the first pick. So you have to be confident.
You have to end on the guy? So you have to end
you
on
have
him?
To, you, no, you
yeah.
have to roll with
you
it.
Have to, yeah, way. You have to stick with him. If you go, say you pick the right guy first, and then you pick someone else second, and then you pick
you
the right
back.
Guy third, and you stick with it from then, it's third now. You got it on the third try.
I got you.
Instead of the
I
first.
Understand. I understand.
Yeah.
Because you switched up. I understand.
Yep. So you gotta really be confident in yourself.
Okay.
Number 3.
Kuchiga.
This player is a... what?
Kuchiga.
This player is a 2-time gold medalist.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh. So it's an Olympian?
Yeah, I guess. It's, is he gonna be some fucking... There's another answer that I don't know his name.
I'm rusty with name that player. These are awful.
Two-time gold medalist. I feel like I should know this.
Why? You like
that? I like the Olympics.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
They're cool.
I hate them.
Really? Like,
no.
Actually?
No, I just don't watch
it. Dude, this is gonna be fucking basketball. This is gonna be basketball.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
There's no...
I have no...
I'm not even gonna say anything.
I don't know what the Triple Crown is, dude. I don't know.
I don't know
how you win the Triple Crown.
You can't really be I mean, you can be a Olympic medalist and gold medal. How do you fucking say it?
Huh?
You're on a basketball team. So, like, it wouldn't be...
You still get a gold medal.
I know, but, like...
Okay, so... Whatever. I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it. I'm certain.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
Number four. This player is a right-handed starting pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh. Oh, it's either this guy or the guy I can't think of. It's either the easy... There's another guy that I don't know his fucking name, and I think it's him.
Did you write something down?
I wrote something down. I'm so bad with baseball players.
I know. I'm sorry, dude.
It's all right.
I should have stuck to football.
It's okay.
It's going to be the different guy. I know it.
All right. Number five. This player is not Shohei Ohtani.
All right. So it's the other guy. Yeah. So because all I had was Ohtani.
Yeah.
And I know there's another guy. I know.
He was the biggest prospect.
Yeah. What's his name? Because I don't think... Do you have it? Do you think you have it? I don't... I know I don't have it because I have Ohtani five times.
What the hell? Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. I want to go through
Okay.
it.
All
right, let's go through it.
Yeah, I got it wrong, but...
All right, number one. This player was born on August 17th, 1998 in Okayama, Japan.
Kadarius Toney.
I said Ohtani.
Kadarius Toney. Ohtani's not that young.
I know, but that's because I didn't have a guess yet, and I know he's older than me.
Yeah,
I thought he was our age.
Which would be that. No, he...
No, might be.
I think he's like 28.
Like 29.
I think he's like 28, 29. I think he played a lot of years in...
Oh, shit.
He played a lot of years in the Japanese league.
Yeah.
All right, number two. This player has acquired three triple crowns in his young career.
Lightning McQueen.
That's where Kachiga came from. That's where Ohtani.
Did you really put that?
Yes.
And he won Piston Cups.
Wait, let me just check. So a pitcher who leads the league in wins, strikeouts, and ERA.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
That's the triple crown. By the way, number
That's
three.
Just my lack of knowledge. That's
I thought you would know that.
Yeah.
I forget what it is as a batter or like a fielder or a batter.
I don't know. The silver slugger.
Nah, triple crown. I think it might be steals, home runs, and RBIs.
No idea.
Go Birds. Number three, this player is a two-time gold medalist.
What, number three?
Yeah.
I said Ohtani. I said Ohtani for the rest of these.
I said Ohtani.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't even matter.
All right, so the answer was Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yamamoto. Oh, yeah. I knew. I
know the name.
I know the name, dude. I'm pissed.
He was like the biggest signing of a pitcher this year. So
yeah,
actually was going to do Shohei, but that was too easy.
It would have been too easy, but that's what I was saying. I was like, there's no way he did this. I was like, there's no way it's this easy.
Yeah. I should have did it then, because you would have double guessed.
But I would have binked.
Oh, wait, you still...
I said Ohtani five times. I would have binked.
I hate name that player. I'm never bringing him back.
No, dude. No, you should.
No.
We'll get it going.
Yeah.
Just keep it to football, dude. We all know football.
Stick it to football.
All right, I'll keep it in
my
foot.
There's endless amount of players.
That's not true.
There's a bunch. A bunch that we can name pretty
there
like.
There are a lot of players we can name.
I'm going to say this right now. The player that I'm picking next week.
We're doing it next week?
Is.
Better hope.
Put your phone
I'm not going to remember.
Exactly.
I have to.
Hold on. Let me think about this for a second.
Do you think Bob is going to listen to this?
I'm going to remember.
I don't know.
He might not get this far. You know what I'm saying? I think he might listen to the first few.
Yeah.
It's going to be DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. That'll be a good one. That'll be a good one because he's had a long career.
Now I'm going to do the thing from Ghostbusters.
Now, are you just telling us this? Or are you...
That's Men in Black. It's really funny if he just took pictures of us. It's really funny.
It's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
He's taking pics. Dude. He's taking flicks.
Taking pictures of us.
I didn't take a picture.
I don't believe you.
All right. I think you guys should cash out because I'm closing.
All right.
It's like 7 p.m.
I hope Bob wins his battle.
We have daylight savings.
Yeah,
it's coming up. So
it's
we should be daylight.
We should
be all right, actually.
No, it's not.
Wait, when is daylight? Didn't that happen?
Actually, no windows in here. So
there's one right behind.
I can't believe
there's
no windows in this place.
Right behind.
I didn't know you didn't have any windows.
Oh, that's a fake window.
Yeah.
We might.
Wow.
It's like a casino, you know?
I guess so. I've never gambled here before, though. Whatever.
We gamble in the back with the fish.
They gamble upstairs with the laundry machines.
Beautiful.
Play dice.
In the laundry.
And then on the dryer, so it keeps shaking the dice.
Have you guys ever seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No.
Nope.
Great movie.
I know.
It's really weird, but it's really good, and it has like this really emotional scene that made me cry.
Oh, yes.
So, I'll make you cry right now.
Yeah,
you're right. All right, give me your money.
No, see ya.
You can put it on my,
how do I mute
my
this
dog's
bitch?
Tab. Okay. See you next week.
Thanks for visiting the pub. Be sure to follow and rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. Also, follow us on X at pub_of_choice. Make sure you visit again, and next time, try the wings. They're fire.